creating a new renewable energy standard for Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Rebecca Williams. The Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs Coalition wants to increase the state's renewable energy standard to 25% by 2025. That would mean that a quarter of all the energy used in Michigan would come from renewable sources like the wind and sun. The coalition is trying to collect enough signatures to put the issue before voters in November. And interestingly enough, the proposal is getting support from both Democrats and Republicans. Steve Linder is president of Sterling Corporation, a Republican consulting firm. He says his organization is behind the proposal for business reasons.
While we don't like government mandates, this allows us to use manufacturing capacity in Michigan rather than bringing in $1.6 billion worth of coal from West Virginia and Pennsylvania. So this is really a business-to-business ballot initiative. And we are very comfortable making the business economic case that this keeps dollars in our state and it keeps us at the cutting edge of new type of manufacturing technology.
Mark Fisk, a Democrat, is co-partner of Byram Fisk, a political consulting firm. He says he's working on behalf of the initiative because of the jobs it'll bring to the state and the environmental benefits of renewable energy.
This initiative will create thousands of new Michigan jobs and help boost Michigan's economy by building a clean energy industry right here in our state. And it gives Michigan cleaner and healthier air and water. It'll protect our Great Lakes, reduce asthma and lung disease, and ultimately save lives.
James Clift is policy director at the Michigan Environmental Council. The MEC is part of the Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs Coalition. Now, James, right now, how much energy does the state get from renewable sources?
We're at about 3.5%. We're hoping to get up to about 5% this year.
Now, there's already a renewable energy mandate in the state. The legislature passed it in 2008, and it says that Michigan needs to get to 10% by 2015. So how big of a change would this new proposal be if it is indeed passed in November?
Actually, it's about the same ramp-up that we're currently doing today. We're increasing by about 1.5-2% a year. This would increase us another 15% over a 10-year period, so about 1.5% a year. So it's a nice, steady transition to cleaner energy.
And what would the environmental impact be?
Yeah, the Michigan Environmental Council commissioned a report last year looking at the 9 oldest coal plants in Michigan. And that report found that Michigan residents have healthcare costs and damages of about $1.5 billion a year just from those 9 oldest coal plants. So transitioning away from coal to cleaner renewable energy, we hope will put a significant dent in that healthcare cost that we're currently incurring.
And finally, James, why a ballot proposal? Why not go through the legislature like the earlier mandate?
Well, the bottom line is that the legislature wasn't going to do anything. And so it's going to be up to the people to say, no, we want cleaner energy in the future, and we want more of our energy dollars being spent on Michigan workers and Michigan products.
James Clift is policy director at the Michigan Environmental Council. James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Utility companies in the state think a ballot proposal mandating an increase in Michigan's renewable energy use is the wrong approach. They say energy policy should not be changed by amending the state constitution. You can find a link to the proposal online at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.